Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
That's right, we thought we got rid of him last week, but he's come strolling back in with
I feel like it's kind of like Trump's travel ban. I'd like to think that Eric stood up for me. Is this the case? Eric said, no, don't get rid of Canfield. He's the best thing on the show. Bring him back.
What? Like,
you're Trump, and he's the judge that's going, no, you can't do that. The Brit must be allowed in.
I want a travel ban against Brits wouldn't be a bad idea at all. I don't think.
Well, now
great.
I'm here. That's okay. Yeah. I don't want any more in the country because it means I'm special.
So it's bittersweet because last week your ratings got to a point where we had to kick you off, and then the last week is such a miserable, bitter drop-off, horrible failure. And now you're back.
Well, if you want to use that as the excuse, that's fine.
Huge share losses. I mean, just massive drop-off.
Flatline.
Yeah, flatline. Flatline. Dead flatline. So we're going to keep...
Flatlining at number five.
Flatlining at number five. We've been over this.
I know. You'd shoot yourself in the head.
No.
What did we say? You'd shoot yourself somewhere else so you didn't die immediately, then hang yourself to experience the full pain.
I would open slightly a jugular vein, just start to bleed out. When I got dizzy, then I would...
When Jack Bauer used to talk to them in 24, I'm going to do some of that to myself, then I'm going to hang myself to put myself through the extreme pain.
Jack Bauer suicide.
The Jack Bauer suicide for the pain that being number five would
Chloe,
be.
Help
horrible.
Me.
Horrible. Well, welcome back to Canfield in the Mornings, which is back. We can't get rid of you.
I'm glad.
All right.
Last week I left the studio and I was a little bit deflated and I'm thinking like, oh, God, I can't believe the unofficial version of Canfield in the Morning lasted less time than the real one on Alt-AZ.
We got rid of you faster than you lasted. It's amazing how quick you can make a studio want you out. It's unbelievable work. Another applause line. Canfield's back. He's here, and we're off next week. So this is it for sure. You can come back next week and talk to the tapes, I guess, if you feel like. But that's not.
You mean I can't come? We can't talk about next week. Would have been after Maiden and Ted Nugent.
No, it's
now,
following.
Here's the fun thing.
We can do that next week. Yeah, because since I heard Ted Nugent get so angry with you, I was like, maybe I should get tickets for that show.
Yeah,
I'm kind of interested. But then let me ask that because
you and Ted could not hang out.
I hung out with him once for an hour doing an interview. Could barely get a word in because he came to the UK once. Like once.
Yeah.
I think, you know, because we don't like guns enough in the UK. Yeah. I think someone said to him, the cops aren't armed. He was like, get me on a flight out of here. This place is too dangerous.
It's true.
Didn't feel safe.
When I saw him like years ago, he did, what's the 10-minute song we were just talking about this off air?
Strangle.
Right. During that, when they're doing the freeform jazz exploration part of it, which no one needs,
right.
He got out his bow and arrow on stage. And shot it. And I was talking to Larry, and Larry said that apparently he's been banned from doing that now.
Yeah, he's not allowed to.
It's only coming for that bit.
You can't
have... Well, can you name another song apart from Cat Scratch Fever? I mean, that's the thing. I quite like Ted Nugent, and I love the fact that he got so angry with you.
He wasn't angry. We have banter.
Set him up as being, he's calmed down now. He's not going to be so inflammatory. And he was literally like going... He was growling more banter than the jingles do on this station.
He literally
was like, ugh, why didn't you play one of my songs? And the answer to that is probably... because, Ted, no one can name any of your songs. Yeah. They only know about you goofing
Stranglehold,
off.
Wang Dang, Sweet Poontang.
Wow, that's a classic.
Free For All.
It's a gem.
Free For All.
Brady knows all the B-sides.
Isn't Free For All Tom Petty? Oh, no, that's Free Falling.
That's Free Falling. Free For All. Yeah, it's not good.
I've never... No.
Stranglehold is fine and whatever. And Ted, I find him...
Cat Scratch Fever
that's
is...
About it.
Yeah,
endlessly entertaining though.
Does he ride on the buffalo? Like, I want to know how much of a circus the show is.
No, he only shoots...
Here's the circus part of Ted Nugent's show. There are more. We went that one time. There are more people with one missing arm and the sleeve pinned to their shoulder at any other show you'll ever see. Uh-huh.
Is that because he shoots them during the show?
Yes,
they've been injured by Ted Nugent. You have to sign a disclaimer. If you get shot during the show by a gun or a bow and arrow.
I've never seen it. Amputees everywhere. And maybe it is a Ted Nugent agreement. Like if I shoot your arm off, you get free tickets to my shows forever.
Yeah.
But more people, like I probably saw 13 or 14 people with their sleeves pinned up.
And is that why you left early? It was too disturbing?
No, I left early because I was completely bored.
It was hot.
You're like, when does Cat Scratch Fever come on? Oh, not for another hour.
That one under the
belt. Is the buffalo coming?
Yeah, I wanted the buffalo. They don't do that at the Celebrity Theater. The problem was that he left for a while and let his band play.
Well, it's because he's 100.
Oh, right, he's an old
and maybe
man.
Maybe he had some hunting to do. Was he going out the back to kill a squirrel?
He saw vermin.
He was going out the back to cut a deer. Exactly. Yeah. He's like, we haven't eaten today, so I need to go out the back. Once I've killed the deer and skinned it, I'll be right back.
Right.
That's Cat Scratch Fever, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's and the band are just doing this freeform jazz exploration, going like, boom, boom, but is he back? Has anyone heard a gunshot?
It kind of got that way.
It's like if you hear a gunshot, the venue wants to evacuate. They're like, it's okay. It's just Ted out the back killing an animal.
I'll pay a gunshot.
The first time
they'd have cheered like crazy with a gunshot.
That would have been the greatest thing ever. We've been on Nugent twice.
Yeah, the first time we didn't get to go in. Yeah,
Brady,
that was Brady's fault.
Brady said he had a ticket. You were on his version
of the no-fly list.
Kind of. Brady said he had connections at Celebrity Theater. He's going to get us in, and I didn't want to make the call.
Walk up at the door,
and we went up to the will call, and our name was nowhere to be.
You telling me your face is not your laminate?
That's right, Brady.
Yeah. Wow.
We should laminate your face. Right here in some sort of bukkake drill.
Great idea.
So I heard that Larry said that he's now been banned from shooting anything.
No more firing weapons on the stage.
Why?
Insurance.
Too many people died.
Too many people got hit in the past. Yeah.
He got older and a little shakier.
His manager said, look, Ted, if you want to keep on putting out albums, less people are buying them every year because you keep on killing the audience.
Yes. Yeah. But this is the fun part. Like you said, Iron Maiden's coming next week. You're going to go to the show, obviously.
I'm going to go Vegas.
You can't wait. You're going to see him a couple. And so Iron Maiden's coming. My band, Marty, is the guitarist in the band I play in. He's got another band called Nine Ball, and they're regulars over at Stand Up Live. They do all sorts of everything. And he said on the 28th they wanted to do like a pre-show, a Maiden pre-show. He's like, you guys want to do some Maiden that night? And the whole band is like all for it.
Fired up.
And they knew on the group text that eventually I was going to chime in with, this is the worst idea ever. You guys go have fun. Nothing. Because you wouldn't do it. It's like, you won't promote it? Or I'm like, absolutely not. I will not go up and do it. I said, the one thing I will do is dress up like a giant evil Ernie and do a puppet show. I know. I call it Ernie, though, because we're a cover band. And Ernie would come out and go, because it's a giant puppet show nonsense for kids. And then we'd do our silly songs. And then it got into an argument of, like, what's sadder, Iron Maiden music today or the sadness of the 90s grunge crybabies. And we actually had a pretty good dispute that some of the music that Iron Maiden wrote is more depressing than 90s grunge rock.
Only because they sing about disasters and stuff like that.
They sing a song about that Charlotte the Harlot or whatever
it is. That was like back in the day.
They do follow-ups. And one of the songs is just imploring her to please stop this lifestyle. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, 22 Acacia Avenue. Yeah.
22 Acacia Avenue.
The crowd love it. When that's about to come on, Bruce will be like, number 22! Number 22!
22 Acacia Avenue is the one I pointed to and said, this is about all the Iron Maiden fans that have to pay to have sex, beat the hooker, and then implore the hooker to please stop doing this. This is terrible.
As I said, they're good with concepts. It's a story.
They know their audience.
Once again, it's too much for your limited attention span because they start the story on one album and then do a follow-up two albums later and you're like,
incorrect.
This is too much
for me.
I'm
too intelligent.
Can I just have a 3-minute song with a guitar solo and a couple of verses? Where's the chorus?
I know when I'm being patronized and told, we know our audience, we know you guys can't get laid, you can relate to buying a hooker and then beating her because your life's so miserable. We're asking the hooker to please stop. 22 Acacia Avenue is so sad. And
that's
so it's so sad.
The prostitute thing, or telling her to stop, right?
In the middle of a song, after they encourage you to beat her up.
And Sting did it with kind of Roxanne.
Yeah, but come on, you prefer 22 Acacia Avenue or Roxanne?
Roxanne kills that.
But it's an English.
Roxanne's 10 times better than that.
It's
terrible. Play a little 22 Acacia Avenue. Roxanne is a
22 Avenue.
Oh, it's all right. It's worse.
It's Broadway.
And how come you sing? Yeah, that was very. You won a Tony for that. Why do you sing with an accent? And why don't other English? Where does he?
She's a hooker with a heart of gold.
He doesn't even sing it that high.
Yeah, he does.
Which verse will?
You're waiting for a long time.
This is great. You brought the rocks in.
Yes.
No, you would.
It's a classic for a reason.
Listen to that. Bam, bam,
garbage.
Bam, bam, you can't tell her.
And he's slinking around with that puppet. He's got a puppet on stage.
I like this bit. You might even get it free.
Yeah, if you drop my name. Here's the fun part.
He's letting someone get free sex with the prostitute. You can't even get free into a 10-year
show. How do you get free sex with a prostitute in the song?
By dropping
the name of Iron Maiden, because we know you're Maiden fans. You can't get laid. Drop my name. You might get some free sex from the hooker that you can beat. And then, please, Charlotte, stop.
Well, you know when the rock stars go, it's great. Everyone has their own interpretation of lyrics, and that's great. I'm sure Iron Maiden would be very pleased. That's your
None
interpretation.
None of you can get
loud.
And as we've heard, you can't sing in the same register because your vocals are so bad, which is why you don't want to do
Iron
Maiden tribute. Look, with your band.
The vocals
I could sing it better.
Go
than
ahead,
you.
Do it, because it's still going to suck no matter what.
Yeah,
I could sing in a higher register.
You
that
can't,
ridiculous
you
riding
can't.
My steed across the field. We are riding to the hookah.
Are you talking about Run to the Hills now?
Whatever.
No,
horrible.
See, you don't know. Run can't differentiate one.
Yeah, because there's been
the
a raid on the whorehouse. You have to get out of there. Unreal how bad it is. But yeah, they said that. So I would dress up as Ernie, Evil Ernie, and do a puppet show for the fans.
Ernie, the tribute to Eddie.
Yeah, Ernie's my tribute.
Eddie's got his own tribute puppet now.
Ebert.
Why do English people do? Now, that's an interesting thought just popped in my head. When American acts come to England, do they tend to sing with English accents? Kind of like when Obama went to Ireland, all of a sudden he had an Irish accent and was doing a speech. A little bit. It's weird. You can watch it. It's funny because he's like, just want everybody to see. Top of the morning to you.
Is that because he's not really an American?
That
just
could be.
Just a joke, everybody.
He's a Kenyan Irishman. Is it? You're like Alex Jones now. So, but yeah, do you guys, what happens to your accent? Because when you sang, when you did that weird effeminate version of Priest's 22 Occasions.
It had the accent.
It was signed and covered by Judas Priest.
Yeah, or what did I say? I said, Iron Maiden, yeah.
Yeah, what?
I always confuse them. They're both ridiculous.
Same band.
Yeah, same thing.
Same band.
Ridiculous silliness.
Does no one have any taste puppets. In this room, my God? There's no, oh my God.
Clearly we do. It's like 5-1. I don't do math well either.
I don't, no, they just follow you.
No, they don't.
No
Eric hated him before. Eric and I bonded on that. That was a big thing. It was bonded over the wow.
I hate
you hate
all
him
that '80s butt metal. It's all garbage.
'80s butt metal.
That's exactly
pure garbage.
It is. Yeah, a lot of it is garbage.
What metal do you like, Eric?
I like '90s stuff. I like Tool. I like. I'll take Metallica. That's not even like that.
Well, they were
James
metal.
Hetfield doesn't sing anything like that.
Yeah,
Pantera.
No, he just growls.
Yeah,
I'll take all that
now
stuff.
Now that the war is through,
I don't
want
to go to the opera with Bruce Dickinson.
And
I'm sorry.
I'm waking up by China Hot Sea.
That's exactly how it is too. Exactly.
You sound like Evanescence.
It's awful.
No, you're right. Evanescence is more manly. Yeah, I don't, and then the puppets come out, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, two puppets per show.
Yeah,
I think
guaranteed.
They might have three on this one.
Guaranteed.
Everyone's like, Eddie's here,
yeah. Yeah, but they asked if I wanted to do it. I'm like, absolutely not. There's no possibility.
Because you can't sing it.
I could sing it.
No,
in a
you can't sing it. And there's too many words. You can't remember them.
I have an iPad with all the words on it.
All right, yeah.
I'm not an idiot. No. Got a job. I don't have to memorize stuff. What am I? Go out there and try to get a job? I just know what I'm doing there. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I don't like it. You have to respect the stuff you do. I don't like it.
Where are they doing the Iron Maiden warm up?
They're not. Well, Nine Ball's going to do it. They're very good over at Stand Up Live the night before. Oh, it's okay. Over by the Comedy Club over at Copper Blues. Yeah,
uh-huh.
You should go check it out.
Yeah.
They're great. Our band's not going to ever.
You should just replace him. Replace yourself with Campfield. He could sing for him.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
I'll
you
sing
do it. Yeah.
How about that? Can I do the set list?
Do Sodomizing Linda with Ian Campfield.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
What's, is there a Sodomizing Linda song I can sing
two
as well?
Of them. Yeah, you can
oh,
do
you've
a couple
got two songs.
Yeah,
you've got two whole songs.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden have got two songs with the concept that runs between them. You've only ever written two
because
songs.
Well, I've written more than that, but we only needed two to surpass all of the Iron Maiden catalog.
Oh, I see.
They've written over 1,000. They still haven't gotten those better than those two songs. Guarantee it.
The first time I
it's garbage.
I kind of chuckled a little bit.
Yeah,
but
it's
yeah,
a joke.
I understand
right?
the.
It's hilarious.
If any of your band members wear tight pants, then I'm out.
That's I'm with you.
Yeah, if you have stretchy.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, Toledo, play the theme song. We're going to get into another topic here. Because you say you're American, we're going to change some things right here. Here's your new theme song.
We wear short shorts.
I don't know if you remember this.
No, what is this?
Short shorts.
The cotton test proves near leaves like
this is a commercial for people who wear very short shorts in the 70s.
If you're going to wear the short shorts,
which is an English
hair.
Thing. It is a British thing, the shorter of shorts.
Well, because the Brits don't get to celebrate good weather, so they just want to like wear
but
the
you
shorts.
Don't, yeah, but you don't do like the night. Like we've got, and you have brought that to America. We have to elongate your shorts.
Cutters.
You have to.
We have to elongate your shorts.
Right.
Yes, but even a girl, and the reason why is because you were walking to your walking out of your car the other day. I was in the sales department. And said, Ian, shorts are so short. I'm like, I've been saying that for months. I said, we got to change this. It's still British. It's too British of you. You stand
well,
out like a sore thumb.
Do you want me to come
thumb.
In with like
regular
cargo
shorts.
Shorts?
If you want cargo,
yeah.
there are shorts.
Almost
that
pants.
I want them to
trousers,
go to
it. Trousers, say where I come from.
Not capris.
Yeah. Let's start with mid-thigh rather than the Speedos you've been wearing to work and then work it down to the knee. No matter what if it's cargo or not. It's too British. You stand out like a sore thumb. You look like a tourist.
Right. So, Canfield in the Morning now has degenerated to a feature where you measure my shorts to see
if I'm
American
them.
Enough.
There's no right. You claim to be American and then you dress like you're
America.
Straight
no
out of.
No one loves it more than me.
Right, but then why do you want to walk around like
I bought an American hat with the American colors on it with flashing lights for 4th of July yesterday.
It's great.
Yeah, it is so great.
But you're going to look like a crazy Brit on the 4th of July with your baby shorts and screaming, America, I'm from Bradbury upon Thump. Nobody's going to care. Yeah, I don't know what your cities are all crazy named. So Bradbury upon Thumpfenshire. Yeah, you've got too many names in every city. But your little shorts are a dead giveaway that you're not an American.
Right, so I need to wear longer shorts.
Normalize your shorts. Yes.
Okay.
Do you realize that that's probably the one thing that makes it so people don't trust you?
Everyone trusts me. Why would they not? How could you not trust this accent?
Well, we've learned. Not to trust that accent.
What do you mean you've learned?
We know.
We kicked you out of here.
Yeah,
No. I learned not to trust you because you went back on the deal that we agreed with.
You're still here.
Well, I know. That's true.
So shut up.
That's true. Yeah.
Zip it, Brett.
That's true.
Yeah. So Brady, measure his shorts today. It's like they used to do in junior high when a girl's skirt was too short. They make her stand and then like if her fingertips went past her shorts as she stood up, that then her skirt
they're a little
was too
better long. Today.
Are they better?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, these are more acceptable. These
no socks with sandals.
These are John Vavasor.
Are these socks with sandals too?
Those are kind of, those are like slip-ons.
Oh, we got to stop this.
These are John Vavasor shorts. You can't get more American than John Vavasor's.
I like John Vavasor.
Yeah, there you go.
But stand up. But you need to go to the grown men section for your shorts. You're buying John Vavasor's for kids.
John Vavasor's only has one section, which is insanely expensive. He doesn't have any other
I buy the Converse. The Varvatos Converse.
Oh, they're like $600 a time.
They're something like that, yeah. Some of them are a couple hundred bucks.
I bought he had the scarves that I bought. And
what do you need a scarf for?
Well, this is like back when I was living in the UK with the American colors on it, but it was so expensive I would never wear it out as a scarf. I just hang it up so it's like art. See, that's how patriotic I am to this fine country. I bought the John Varvatos scarf, which is the American colors, and I hang it like it's a piece of art in my front
room. That's ridiculous. We need to change the shorts. Change the shorts completely.
No.
And start.
The thing with the Brits and shorts is like because they get so little good weather, they need to dress as comfortably as possible. And then you always have this thing where people get sent home from like work or school because they've been wearing shorts, and they're like, "That's inappropriate."
So like the guy
I just
today.
Thought of something.
Oh, today that happened.
He got kicked out of work because shorts. He put a dress on, and the company immediately said, "Okay, it's okay for men to wear shorts."
Well, this is a stupid thing. What was his job? Do you know what his job was?
He was a call center.
Yeah. See, there you go. No one's going to see what he's wearing, and yet they send him home.
That's how disturbing your shorts are. That's how disturbing English shorts are. No one can see you, and they're still like, well, I can't look at this anymore. We've got to send this English guy home.
The guy's being inferior on the phone, offering call center service.
If you can roll up your pant leg just a little and go to the bathroom and not make a mess, then your shorts are too small, and I think we're in that area. I think you can pee out your pant leg. I think that's what I'm saying. Is that it's just a little tiny move, and you're that close to tips out.
No, that's not true.
That's a fact. And I'm not even saying it's like because of a size thing. A normal size penis, you're this close to tips out. You're an inch and a half away. We got to get you in some regular Americanized shorts.
These are Americanized shorts.
A holster with two guns. I want you to walk around with two guns.
Well, I'll go see Ted at the show next week and see if I can get some guns from him. Not yet.
Do you want one? Have you been Americanized to guns yet?
No, not yet.
You still are scared of guns because Great Britain told you to be.
No, I'm not scared of guns.
You were raised afraid of guns.
Scared of idiots with guns, as Charles Bronson says in Death Wish.
That's you. Yeah, that's great.
That's my favorite line.
Great line.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
Guns don't scare me. Idiots with guns scare me.
Right. But would you consider yourself an idiot with a gun or do you want a gun?
Do
you frown on guns?
No,
John's
not
offering
at all.
To buy you.
Are you Pierce Morgan?
Once you'd feel the power.
Wow, John once bought me a drink, and now he's going to buy me a gun.
I'm
it's
buy
almost
a gun
like
as well.
We're friends.
Right?
Wow,
well, sort of. It's my approach. It's my suicide package.
Breaking the ice.
Here, I buy you some alcohol and then give you a gun.
Yeah. I think you're his pet project or something. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I can drive you insane.
Really?
Yeah. If I can look, you're going to need that gun if you keep going to these soccer games because everybody's going to want one at those. Trust me. But I'm just saying, if a gun in your pocket, you would be uncomfortable with that.
No, not at all. I'm not anti-guns.
You're
I think
not.
It's crazy that, in the UK, the cops still aren't allowed to have guns. Why would you not allow them to have guns? It's like everyone out there who's a criminal's got one.
Yeah.
So what? No, I'm
and
not.
And they act like England is gun-free. It's not. There's tons of people with them illegally.
Yeah, but they also act like everything's fine when we keep on getting all the terrorist attacks. Yeah. Like, we'll stand together. No one's scared.
Yeah. Isn't that the worst?
I'd be scared.
So although they're not really using guns, per se. They're using
and that's the thing. But it would be great if a few people had them to shoot the guy driving on the sidewalk.
Sure.
Right. How are you going to stop a car?
You might
take it like off its course if you shoot the guy who's driving it.
If a cop at least could start plugging away at the dude in the driver's seat.
It's just unfair on the cops not to be armed because they're going to. God, this got very political.
Well, that's your fault.
No, it's not. You brought up guns. I am not anti-guns. Yeah. What, should I have a gun to be a
I'm just asking because you're English, and English people always roll their eyes at how many guns we've got, and I didn't know if that was something that you carried over from your. You want to be a gun-toting American?
I don't want to be a gun-toting American.
Why not? What's wrong with it?
You got to get some yellow lens glasses.
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
No, there's no problem with
then
that.
Then why are you so against it?
I'm not,
not
against it. They started off with, am I?
Clearly.
You have to be pro-guns to be American?
So you're anti-gun is what you're saying.
No, we've already
what you
been
just said.
Through this.
But
I'm not
you're back and forth on
I'm not back and forth. I just said I didn't want to be a gun-toting American.
What the hell? What? Get out of our country then. You don't want to be an American? Leave.
I love it here.
Of course you do.
I don't have a problem with the guns.
But do you? You should have one. Then.
Why should I have one?
Because you don't have a problem with it. You should own it and experience it and love it like we do.
It took me enough to get like the visa to get in there. Well, how do I get a gun? I have to have the,
have you
the
been
gun
shooting?
Permit and everything. Yes, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Although I went to one like in Vegas. I don't know if that's do Vegas do like a Vegas version?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Or
is it actually is that
because G2 in Tempe? You'll like that range.
When I was in Vegas, I was sitting at a machine next to a guy who was English. Who told me, he said he just loved America because of the guns. And he said, because he just gotten divorced, his life was over, his buddies flew him out to Vegas, they're playing. And he's sitting next to me, we're talking about it, and he goes, have you been to the gun range here? Mm. And he goes, do you, because he thought that's what we do with our guns. We go out and fire machine guns for $150, just go bananas for about 4 minutes of our lives, and then just go, got it out of my system, because we were there all day. I've never experienced anything better. And then he started to talk about a comedian named Chubby Brown or something like that. Chubby Brown. He went nuts about Chubby Brown and then told me that he would shoot everyone in this place if he had a gun because he had so much fun doing it. He just loved shooting. He just loved shooting. He was so mad at his ex-wife. He wanted to kill everyone.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life in Vegas with this guy. It was a blast. But all he wanted to do was go back to that range and shoot. And I'm like, well, you know, we don't do that. We like our guns. We like being responsible with them.
Yeah.
And he goes, not me. It was the second I had that in my hand, I realized what my true passion in life
See,
was.
He's a bad advert for guns. He's a bad advert for guns.
Well, it's because he's had them denied for so long that once he got his hands on
now
it
he wants to shoot everyone.
It was like never having weed and shooting heroin your first day and go, oh, this is what everybody's talking about. It would be the first time through.
No, it's like the most ridiculous. That's like saying if you smoke weed, you're going to be on smack within 2 weeks.
You
like
didn't
if
know
you,
that?
If you shoot guns.
You know that's true.
What's that?
It's the gateway. Weed to heroin. It's going to happen.
Wait, in 2 weeks?
Don't toy around with it.
Well, I mean, it's like I'm smoking the weed and I'm getting relaxed. I'm like, I think I could relax some more. Do you not think that if, like, heroin, I would never try it because I think I'd like it too much?
I know,
like,
it's
if
scary.
You get the if you get the good stuff.
There's got to be a reason people will throw their lives away for the feeling. I will never experience it.
No,
well,
I don't want
to. Gateway is
but the difference
pain pills to heroin.
Oh, that is heroin.
55%.
That is
well,
heroin.
Didn't
that number.
Star Wars woman, she had like 10 different types of drugs
Carrie
in
Fisher.
Her system on an 11-hour flight. Like, what did she have in her pill purse?
She's been at this for 40 years. Doing
well, she's a pro. She's like, I've got to get on a plane from London to L.A. for 11 hours. I need everything in pill form.
Here's the cocktail.
Yeah. I'm going to pretend I'm Wonder Woman the whole entire time in a an invisible plane. Yeah, so yeah, that was bad. But still, it's just you need to go get a gun. You need to go shoot more often.
And also, if my shorts were longer, I'd have more room to hold my gun.
Right.
Right?
That's another
is that
thing.
What, is, that, right. Is it? Now it becomes full circle.
It is complete full circle.
I'm glad I come on this show so I can help you make sense of your own thoughts because now suddenly
here's
there.
How you can fix it. You don't have to, I mean, if you want to. Keep with the shorts.
By the way,
fine.
Brady's never
change
said so much during this feature until we started talking about guns. We talked about guns and we've woken him up. I like it. Sorry, what were you saying?
So you keep the shorts, change up the shoe, wear with cowboy boots.
Shorts and cowboy boots.
Baby British shorts and cowboy boots.
You'll
just look like a prostitute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's midnight cowboy. No, I don't think you want to go there.
Exactly.
That
I've always had cowboy boots. When I first time I ever came to Phoenix.
You have cowboy boots?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Will you please, if we will allow you on this show even if you're in second place,
if you come dressed
as a cowboy?
I don't know how about. I've got the
caveat
that hat that I told you I bought from AJ's because I'm looking at all the Stars and Stripes stuff because I'm that patriotic and I wasn't going to buy it. And then the girl at the checkout, she goes, you know, it lights up. I'm like, right, you've sold it to me.
Oh,
so
my God.
That's kind of like a cowboy hat in American colors that lights up. So if I come in with the cowboy hat that lights up American colors and cowboy boots, then you'll let me stay.
No, you need the jeans, the duster, you need the whole shebang, and then the electric cowboy hat on.
Actually, shouldn't that just be a prerequisite every week?
We need to dress you up.
I need to dress appropriately for this feature.
New deal. Yes.
This is like the guy at the call center. No one can see him. No one can see me.
But we can, so that's all that matters. New deal. As long as you hover around the top five, we get to dress you up for each appearance. And then you have to come in dressed as the thing we want you to be dressed
That's
as.
That's a good deal.
And to review the Iron Maiden show when we come back in a couple weeks, you have to be dressed as Ernie.
I have, you know what?
With a gun.
With a...
Everyone has...
Well, actually, I did. Zia Records gave me a cheap deal on like a model version of Eddie from Iron Maiden. Who's got a gun? Yeah. Well, I forget. Are we in the tribute show? Is it Ernie? Yeah, no. Is it Eric? Is this real? No, it's very confusing. The train of thought on this show. Right. So I come in with cowboy boots and the model version of Eddie from Iron Maiden with a gun. We can do it bit by bit. I'll come in with Eddie's gun. And when you've bought me a gun, then I'll come in with that gun.
And America is firing back right here. It says, come on, Ian. Either you're a pro-gun or you're a pussy.
I told you I have no problem with guns.
Well, then go get a gun.
You told me you were going to give me one.
I did not say
that.
Eric said I might buy you one.
I thought you were going to give him one.
I'm not going to give you any. First off, we give you enough. The trade deal is completely
fair. Well, you give me some listeners.
Second, I've given you plenty.
I mean, that's true, and I'm very appreciative of
that. You want to dress him? You want to give him guns? You want to... Thunder
Horse.
It's like I'm just a gimp for the show.
It's like a makeover.
I've become like the morning show gimp.
You're my Dapper Dan. I'm going to dress you. I'm going to make you
We're going to get you a nice little play gun.
No.
A water pistol?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let's start you off hardcore.
Brady's scared.
Let's AR-15.
Brady's scared.
I'm not sure about his gun habits.
Would you be uncomfortable if I gave you an AR-15 for home?
No.
You would just keep it in your house?
Yeah.
I think you would sell it. Immediately you would sell it. Yeah.
Why is it? Unless it's illegal and they're going to take my visa away.
No, it's legal. I think your visa, you're allowed to have American stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they, because aren't there different licenses for different guns? Like, I don't know if you get like.
Yeah, he might not be able to.
I can get you an AR-15. What do you mean license?
Yeah, but that's like a guy in a bar saying that, yeah, I can get you.
You don't need you don't need a license to carry a gun.
See, I know you do.
No, you don't. You can buy one right now.
Yeah. No, there's just a waiting period. It's like a 3-day.
You wait a couple
period.
Days, but I can buy it tomorrow. I can order.
So while we're waiting, I'll come in with the fake gun from Eddie.
Right. Yeah.
the model version of Iron Maiden's mascot.
Ernie's little puppet show gun.
And then we'll gradually upgrade to an actual gun.
What does an Iron Maiden fan's hope that happens with Eddie one time? Do you guys believe it's real? Because I think that's the intelligence.
I think that their hope is, well, they just want to see the guitarist run through his legs.
Right, that's it.
And then they're kind of, and then maybe they want to know what's going on behind the curtain. They want to know if it's actually mechanical, if there's people walking in there.
Really?
Sometimes Iron Maiden fans, their only hope is, maybe when Eddie comes out, they'll play a hit rather than something from the latest album.
Yeah, the new stuff. Yeah. And then Charlotte the Harlot comes out.
They haven't played Charlotte the Harlot in a billion years. They haven't played Charlotte the Harlot in a billion years.
22 Amway Road or
Acacia Avenue.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's not awful. It's good. So this feature stays alive if I start coming in wearing cowboy boots with the hat.
And then we're not going to – that won't last forever. And then the next week we're going to dress up like you have to be like a rag doll. Like we'll do stuff like that.
Samurai.
like little
Raggedy Andy?
Like Raggedy Andy. Yeah, just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just while you hover around this thing, we have to.
The Dutch boy.
Hovering around the top five, we have to actually ridicule you a little bit to make it so you're not so comfortable.
I had a meeting about the figures yesterday with David, the boss, and she's like, if you can keep hovering there, then everything's going to be great.
Yeah. Because fifth place for you is a celebration.
Yeah, it's been on for 5 minutes.
A girl just emailed me and said, I found his picture on Google, and I understand what you're talking about. Those shorts are too small. Everybody is getting an eyeful of his willy, I guarantee you. When you sit down, it pops out. Joanna.
Nothing's popping out now.
All right, well, that's your fault, but that's not the shorts problem. Got to get you some regular size shorts.
All right, regular size shorts, enough to house.
That's
what
right.
gun are you getting me?
I'll get you an AR-15, but it has to be displayed in your home.
Right.
But would British people that came over see you with a gun?
Oh, they would be. Actually, some people do text me from the UK and go, have you got a gun yet?
No kidding.
But that's because they're bleeding heart liberals, and these are the people that I left behind.
And they just assume we're shooting like
also,
crazy.
The other thing is, I told you, like, my neighbors who I can't stand that always keep letting their dog take a dump outside my front door. If I was just to walk past their door, like they kind of do in the movies, and just show them that I've got a gun now, maybe that will stop.
They'll be scared of you in that flooded apartment you live
in. Yeah, that underground lair.
Everybody will be so scared.
You'll come out of that cave.
That strange flooded shire you live in with your giant footed friends, and I don't know what's going on over there. Ian, it's always fun to have you. The time just flies by.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that we've kept the feature alive.
We keep it alive because you can't climb past fifth place.
I'll keep
my word on that. Unless you start dressing up. When's our first guest? July's right around the corner.
Yeah, we'll sort it out.
What do we got?
Yeah. It's not happening.
What's on the line? What do you got on a hook?
Rob,
we'll get
Rob. Alford's cake. We knew that. That was 8 weeks ago you told us.
No, because he's not been here. No, I told you he was recording an album. Once he's back, We'll sort it out.
And real quick, what's your weirdest night with Rob Halford look like?
There are no...
Because, I mean, the two of you together, that had to get, it had to get a little weird.
There are no weird nights with Rob Halford because he's been sober for
like 30
years.
I'm talking about sobriety. There's like places... Like, he tried to get Brady to go to a place called the Cock Ring in Amsterdam, and it got really strange really fast.
I just mentioned it. He knew about it.
Oh, you mentioned it, and he invited you out, yeah. And then all of a sudden
but
he knew...
But you didn't go.
He knew bartenders' names. Well, it was in Amsterdam, so we were here. It was
hop,
a little
skip,
different.
And a jump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could bounce
over.
But
he thought
that.
Brady would hop on a plane and go over there after he's like, oh, I know the bartender.
He thought you had a connection?
Yeah.
Is it the bald head?
It might
I
be.
I think it was my voice. Maybe. My voice.
Well, and also the beard. I mean, if we...
did you just call Brady
like
bald?
There's like a striking resemblance.
You called Brady bald.
What is a little bit of hair loss
How
up the
top?
How
dare you?
He doesn't think he's bald at all. He pays for haircuts.
He gets haircuts.
He gets $12 haircuts.
You believe that?
He pays for haircuts.
Okay.
They're nice.
I'm just saying. Okay. Well, maybe we could take him to the same place that Rob Halford goes to get his head shaved, and then they could, like, bond again. How about we do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm in.
I
yeah.
guess. I'm not real sure. There you go. He's still here.
The theme tune's
the original
back again. Theme. Thank
the
you, everybody.
The bitch is back was just
Thank
to bring you.
You
in.
Sandman.
Canfield in the morning over at the other station. So,
yeah, 93.3. And back on this show soon with Rob Halford.
And you'll bring Halford, and you'll be dressed as a cowboy with Rob Halford. like the village people. If you came and picked Rob Halford up in a cowboy outfit. You two would never make it.
I'll dress as the cowboy. He'll dress as the cop with the leather on.
Pull over, mate.
That's all you get. His little ears would start flapping.
We're going to the hotel, mate.
Time to ride for 8 seconds.
I didn't realize Ian was into me this way.
There you go.
So much excitement will be happening around Paradise Valley.
It would
imagine.
Be a very exciting ride.
If we're like, do you want to go get a coffee? I was like, no, they shut the coffee bean, Rob. Oh, no, just come to the house.
They make me dress like a cowboy, Rob.
Remodeled.
Wouldn't that be great though? It's like, I've got a good feature, but they make me dress like a cowboy on Thursdays.
Pull over, I can't listen to this. My pants hurt.
45.
It's because I said Rob is because they're too small. That's another problem with Brits.
Yeah. And don't let Rob Halford comes in baby shorts, dress him as a cowboy too. See if you can talk him into dressing up for us.
All right.
Canfield in the morning.
It's, to do things.
It will
just
never die.
Longer and longer. It never dies.
It will never die.
Everybody.
It's too alive. It's Canfield, everybody. It's 98 KUPD.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.